This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. We've been engaged for the past several times with the study of atheism and its great importance for your life. The great importance that it has as it spreads around the world in the form of communism and in other forms as well. At the close of our study last time, we've been pointing out that the atheist sometimes seeks to establish his case by claiming that the very word God is a self-contradictory term, that it is incoherent. He claims sometimes even to not know what the word God means. But he cannot have it both ways. He cannot in one moment say, I do not know what God means, and in the next moment say, I do know what it means, and I therefore know that God does not exist. More specifically, atheists claim that the Bible concept of God is self-contradictory, but they cannot sustain that claim. They cannot name one attribute of God which is contradictory of any other attribute of God. They do try to show that inner incompatibility is involved by referring to the existence of what they call evil in the world. But in so doing, they, as atheists, are guilty of either self-contradiction or triviality. Now let us note the cruciality of this specific point. If the atheist can persuade people that there is no God, or even to doubt seriously that there is, then those so persuaded cannot be saved from their sins. For the Bible makes clear in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, without faith it is impossible to be well-pleasing unto God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So if one does not know that God exists, then he cannot know that the Bible is the Word of God. If one cannot know that the Bible is the Word of God, then he cannot know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. If one cannot know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then he cannot be saved. John 8:24, Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. And in John 17:3, for this is life eternal, that they should know thee, the only true God, and him whom thou didst send, even Christ Jesus. And then in the words of Jesus himself in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In short, then, we note that if men cannot know that God exists, then Christianity is a farce, and all Christians are sadly misguided. Every Christian should regard himself as a soldier in the army of Jesus Christ, ready to prepare himself to meet this great challenge, and then as a brave soldier to do his will, meeting the enemy on every front. You'll remember that the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3, endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. And then in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse 10 and verses following, Paul describes the armor of the Christian soldier. My friends, being a Christian involves a fight for truth, a fight to stand for what is right. We need preachers today who are trained to meet the enemies of Christ's army with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians 6:17. We do not need mere cheerleaders who do not even understand the issues we face. Preachers who claim that men cannot know that God exists weakens the case for Christianity in the eyes of the world. In the next place, we note that in order for the atheist to know that God does not exist, he must know what he cannot know, and therefore his task is impossible. To make clear that the atheist cannot prove his own basic proposition, Christians must show that in order to prove his proposition, he, that is the atheist, absolutely must prove certain other propositions which he cannot prove. Therefore, his task is impossible. This amounts to charging that in order to establish his case, the atheist must know what he cannot know. I will have time here to merely list, not to discuss, some of these points. In order to know that God does not exist, the atheist must first know that the physical universe has always existed. It is obviously true that if it were ever the case that nothing existed, then nothing could ever have come into existence and nothing would now exist. But since something does exist now, I, for instance, know that I exist, then it has never been the case that nothing existed. And so, there must have been something existing always, and that something is God. I hope you'll be back with us tomorrow as we continue our study of atheism.